Sim. We discussed that DLT should be used in scenarios that there are issues of trust between parties, even if this party does not know each other. So DLT, it's a kind of ledger, and so it's a repository that you can only append information. You can never change or delete existing ones. It's replicated, this ledger is replicated in many servers, and the power of updating this ledger is decentralized. So it's an infrastructure that is resilient to, for example, single point of failure. It's also a peer-to-peer network and works without intermediaries. Bitcoin, that's the first example of DLT, is an alternative to financial systems that we have today. But DLT can be applied to many domains, in particular to government, and in particular to international security and disarmament. There are benefits in many domains, including this one, but there are also concerns of using this technology to, for example, to cyber crimes and the use of permissionless platforms to create cryptocurrencies that can maybe cause some problems in the financial stability. We discussed that there are two kinds of DLTs that we classify as permissionless and permissioned, and we agreed that probably the permissioned platforms are more suitable to this domain because you can choose how can you can govern the network. You know who are controlling the network. But besides the decision of permissioned network, we also have to take other decisions in order to create a solution using this technology. So we still have to decide what kind of consensus algorithm you have in the platform. That's the way that the ledger is synchronized between the different servers. You have to choose between what's the visibility of the data that you want to store, what are the permissions that you give to people to access the information, and how to identify people and even things or legal entities. Thank you.